Jule. First, I want to thank all the beautiful Ladakhi friends for their friendliness and openness and welcome. Thank you. We all feel very at home here. I just had my longest walk for a week. In fact, I haven't really been out of my bed. For the mystics and the enlightened ones, it's always a problem, a dilemma, how to talk about that which cannot be talked about. Because it's heard only in silence. The truth is beyond any words, any scriptures, any Quran, any Vedas. So the enlightened ones, they are always hinting at that which is beyond, beyond the known, beyond the mind. And how to talk about that? But that is the compassion of the bodhisattvas. They try to hint at that which cannot be said, that which cannot be touched. Now I already know that Lotus is a lover of Kabir. So now I'm going to introduce him to a similar saint called Hafiz, who's talking about this in a beautiful way. He says, I have learned so much from God. That I can no longer call myself a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Jew. The truth itself has shared so much of itself with me, that I can no longer call myself a man, a woman, an angel, or even a pure soul. Love itself has befriended Hafiz so completely, it has turned to ash and totally freed me. Freed me of every concept, every image my mind has ever known. And that's what I'm pointing at. What is left? What is left of you when every concept, every image, every idea that you have ever known, if all is gone, what is left? That is what you're seeking. But for that to appear, you have to disappear. That is the mystic union. When the drop falls into the ocean and disappears. There is no more separation. How to talk about that? then we have letters to help. Beloved, thank you for this madness of bringing all of us to this ultimate adventure. Thank you for the memories and the light I am receiving here. Beloved, since I arrived here, I feel at home. At the airplane, it came to me, why don't I shave my hair? I was delightful with this kind of thought. Why don't you cut your head? Cutting the hair is for children. Cutting the head is for truth seekers. That's why we go around in circles. We go on pruning instead of cutting the roots. Visiting some monasteries, I could feel that I had been there before, and I was with my master before. It was a mix of feelings between happiness and disappointment. Yes, many have been on this path, on different paths, on many paths, on the Buddhist path, on the Sufi path. And that is part of when I take you different places, then this remembrance comes up. Then these questions are coming up inside of me. Why I still don't manage? Should I stay here again? Are we the modern monks? How long will this samsara last? It will last till you cut your head instead of the hair. And you become free of any concept and image your mind has ever known. We are the modern monks. If anybody are the modern monks, we are the modern monks. We are the gypsy sangha. The most crazy sangha. And you are very fortunate because I show you so many places, and it's possible for you to travel and see so much. But remember, it's all a preparation. The real thing is inside. It's not what you see, it's the unseen. And before you understand that and come to that realization yourself, you will always be restless. But that desire has to get burnt out. That is something out there. Then one day you will understand that there's nowhere to go, there's nothing to do. You have to stop. You have to just be at ease wherever you are. Because what you are seeking is in you, it's not outside, it's not in the monastery, it's not in the temple. So, that doesn't mean that maybe that helps, but that is just a preparation. And for thousands of years, you have tried to escape from the world. But God is everywhere. It all comes down to your own consciousness, your own awareness. By being devoted to your own self, to silence, you become undisturbed in the middle of the marketplace. If you are weak, then you think you have to escape. It's a disturbance. But you cannot escape. When your awareness grows, then you find and take care of that awareness in you. You don't get tempted. You don't get enslaved by the mind, by all your instincts. So the monastery is just the opposite of being in the marketplace. But the natural man should be in harmony, in balance. He should function in the marketplace and still have the peace of the monastery, undisturbed by the world. That is the new man, the new woman. When I see all the paintings inside the temples representing the fight against our desires and weaknesses, it also makes it easier for me to accept the samsara. Because all the same time, inside the same temple, the Golden Master is there, sitting in peace, waiting for me. Is this the way, Babaji, to go on, no matter how long it takes? It's a paradox. First, you have to be totally devoted, committed to the path, and become unshakable. Do every effort you can to show that this is what you want, to become a master over your own mind. As long as you are a slave of your own mind, you are just a driftwood. That your thoughts, your desires takes you here and there. When you have become aware of something deeper in yourself than the thinking mind, which I would call the heart. When the energy has changed from the head to the heart, and you start living from the heart, then already you have settled in a different dimension of your being. then there's nothing as such to do. So effort is needed, and it's also a time where no effort is needed. That is Buddha's own story. Almost all the Buddhas. He had everything, but he left his palace, his princess, all his gold, all his image. And he went totally the opposite way. Become a yogi, living in the forest. So much so that he almost died in the process. And after 6-7 years, he gave up. He had done everything human possible. That is totality. No, he had taken it to the peak. He had done everything as a human being to find the truth. And still he didn't find. And how did the truth descend on him? He gave up. The secret is in letting go. The secret is in surrendering. The secret is in disappearing. But that cannot be done. It is a happening, it is grace. And they say the last night, he was totally exhausted. No, he gave up this whole seeking, this whole journey of to enlightenment. And he fell asleep just like a little baby under the tree. And when he woke up in the morning and the last star was disappearing, everything was so beautiful, so unpolluted, totally in the moment. And when the sun rises, with that sun, something was rising inside him. He was so in tune, so empty, so receptive. But this one cannot do. It is a happening. It is a gift. But one thing is for sure, go on, as long as it takes. Cerveti, cerveti was his last words. I'm so very grateful to existence for giving me another life to be with you. I know you are the way, and that your beauty and immensity can take me home, beloved one. With my heart and soul, I surrender. Thank you. From my heart, yours, Kavita. So this is the thing. You can go in the temple, but you've been there before. And it's more a challenge to live like a sannyasin in the world. And you have all the potential to do that in this life. It's just to become more a master of yourself. Becoming more innocent, more simple. that's part of why I wanted to bring you all here. Because there's some innocence and naturalness with the people still that is totally forgotten in the West. And for years I was roaming around in the Himalayas. And I always wanted to share. And many of you have written that this is the most beautiful, the most far-out journey that you ever had. And the Ladakhi people, they have this innocence still. In India, it's going. It's becoming like the West. Money is becoming God. India, which was the most beautiful, the whole focus was on the inner transformation. No, it's not like that anymore. And even for thousands of years ago, the Sikhs went to the Himalayas. Even Jesus, Jesus was with the Sufis, he was with the Buddhists. He was in the monasteries here in Ladakh. So many saints, Naropa, Sambhava, Atisha, it's hundreds of enlightened beings who has been there. And very recently, has this become accessible to the masses? But the normal tourist, he's not interested in that because there is no sensitivity. He's only looking out. But if you are sensitive, if you are a meditator, you will feel this energy, because for thousands of years people have been meditating. Enlightened beings. And even now, if they have left their physical bodies, they are still there, available for anybody who is sensitive enough. Which the masses never feel, the tourists never feel. So it can become of great help for your meditation. But you have to be aware of it. You have to be silent enough. You have to be receptive. So you can receive it. It is like being with the Guru. If you are totally present, something invisible can happen. That you cannot see with the eye. It all comes down to your openness, your awareness, where you are at in your own being. Anyway, Kavita, I think it's great if you shave your hair. I think you should all shave your hair just to do something new. But don't be disappointed if it doesn't help you too much in your enlightenment. But I think it's great that it comes over you, because it is something also something new. And hair has very much to do with the beauty. So it's always been like that, that you go away from your physical image. So all these things can be very helpful on the path. But as you go deeper in yourself and get more rooted in truth itself, it's not needed at all, because it's still an outer thing. But as long as you are identified with the outside, with your image, with the body, then it can be helpful. It's like in my experience, it's almost bound to come up that you would like to be more alone at part of the journey. When you start getting enough of your own games and you see you don't need to play all the games that you have been playing your whole life, you are not so identified with your own personality anymore. You are not so interested what other people think about you, what they say about you. Then it might come a time where you want to just be by yourself, retreat, have a more quiet life, simple life. But that should come spontaneously out of your own understanding. But there is no need to escape from the world. Out of your own understanding, you can create your own oasis. It's up to you how you live. It's up to you how influenced you are by other people, by society. You can live much more free in your own home, in the world, than maybe a monk or a nun in a monastery who maybe is dreaming about riches, about boyfriend, girlfriend, about image, about going to Bollywood. All this has to be gone through to be understood. But it is an arduous journey, and who is really ready to do this journey like Jesus did, like Naropa did, like the yogis does? It's very hard. It will challenge you. And the price is your ego. That you have to go beyond your whole past. Human beings are very funny creatures. Because in one way, they behave very unconsciously, like the masses do. And in another way, they have the potential to be Buddhas. So it all comes down to the individual person. And the Buddha has always said to those who are lucky enough to listen to them, wake up. You have a human birth. Don't waste it. Is very valuable. And most people just waste it. But I think it's great, Kavita. You and anybody who wants, cut your hair and go in the Hermes monastery for a year. Very good experience. Kabir says, where do you seek me, my friend? Where do you seek me? Where do you seek liberation? Where do you seek the beloved? Look, I'm beside you. Why are you going away? Wake up, I'm just here, next to you. Be aware of your mind. Where do you seek me? Where are you running to? I'm beside you. Not in temples or in mosque, neither in Kaaba or Kailash. And this is where the masses are going. To Kaaba, millions. To Kailash. By the way, Kailash is much better than Kaaba. Neither am I in rites and ceremonies, nor in yoga or renunciation. He's taking away everything. But that only an enlightened being can do. For the masses, maybe they have to go through it. They have to go through the ceremonies. They have to go to Kaaba. They have to go to Benares. They have to go to the Ganga. I'm not in rites or ceremonies. I'm not in yoga or renunciation, then what is left? If you are a true seeker, you shall see me at once. And what is a true seeker? A true seeker is one who is innocent, who is not polluted by the past, who has a pure spirit, like an innocent child, available. And that is the seeker that the Kabir, that the Guru looks for. Somebody, he can deliver this truth, this love, this insight. If you are a true seeker, you shall see me at once. You will find me in the secret place within. You will find me in that secret place within. And how far is that secret place within? It's right here. No need to go to any monastery, no need to go to any Kaaba, no need to go to any Ganga. You will find me in that secret place within, within yourself. And that is what we have totally forgotten, because the eyes is just looking out. And we need the Kabir to bring us back. We need the Guru to bring us back in. That's why they say that forget the Vedas. If you have the Guru, all the Vedas are there. All the scriptures are there. Kabir says, tell me, what is God? He is the breath within the breath. Feel your own breath. And feel God. You are not breathing, he is breathing. Allow yourself to relax.
You got such.
May everyone be happy and find peace. Aum Shanti. I love you.
Show me your love. Thank you. Yeah.